Ever get feeling that some things just never get old? Like you stumble upon something ancient. And it's like, wow, this still speaks to me today.
Right.
Well, that's what we're doing today. We're diving deep into some ancient wisdom.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the book of Proverbs, specifically Proverbs chapter 25.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, these Proverbs were gathered by King Hezekiah's men.
Oh, wow.
Around 700 BC.
So we're talking like way, way back.
Almost 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And even back then, they were already considered ancient wisdom.
Like wisdom on top of wisdom.
Exactly. So much depth. Our mission today is to unpack these proverbs and see what we can learn about knowledge, society, relationships, the stuff that still matters today.
Uh-huh.
See if we can glean some practical advice from these ancient words.
Okay, I'm ready.
So let's jump right in. Proverbs 25.2 talks about the vastness of God's knowledge compared to, you know, our human understanding. It says, it's God's glory to conceal things, and it's a king's honor to discover them.
Hmm, interesting.
It kind of makes you think, right?
It does.
Like, in our world today, we're always looking for the quick fix, the ultimate answer.
Yeah, the life hacks.
Yeah, the life hacks, exactly. But maybe it's okay to admit we don't have it all figured out.
Yeah, like, embrace the mystery a little bit.
Embrace the mystery. And speaking of mystery, even Dr. Kompel, the expert whose lecture we're, you know, drawing from, admits that there are things about these proverbs that we may never fully understand.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of beautiful. Yeah,
I think so, too.
It takes the pressure off.
It does. Yeah, you don't have to have all the answers.
Right. Okay, moving on to Proverbs 25.6-7. This one's about humility.
Okay.
It cautions against, like, that self-promotion, you know?
Oh,
and bears it to trying to grab a seat of honor at a gathering.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So, you know, in our world today, it's easy to fall into that trap of boasting.
Oh, especially with social media.
Especially with social media, right? Everyone's, like, showcasing their highlight reel.
Yeah, for sure.
But this proverb suggests a different approach.
What's that?
It's about letting your actions speak for themselves.
Oh, show, don't tell.
Show, don't tell, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one speaks to anyone who's ever felt imposter syndrome, you know?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're in a new job, you're with a new group of people.
You feel like you have to prove yourself.
You feel that pressure, right?
Right.
But instead of, you know, shouting your accomplishments,
yeah,
it's about that quiet confidence.
Yeah.
Letting your work speak for itself.
I like that.
Okay, Proverbs 25.8-10. Let's talk conflict resolution.
All right.
This one warns against rushing into lawsuits.
Hmm.
It emphasizes peaceful solutions.
Makes sense.
It actually reminds me of what Jesus teaches about resolving conflicts.
Oh, where's that?
In Matthew 18.1-5-17.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He suggests talking directly to the person involved.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, bringing in like a neutral third party.
Oh, interesting.
And actually, Dr. Kompel shared a story from his own life about mediating a dispute between two families.
Really?
Yeah, and he said that simply being there as a neutral presence helped them reconcile.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes just having that safe space for dialogue can make all the difference.
Absolutely. You know, it kind of brings us back to the heart of that proverb. Conflict doesn't have to be destructive.
Right.
If we approach it with the right mindset, you know,
yeah,
it can be an opportunity for growth.
Totally. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the power of words.
Okay.
Proverbs 25.11 paints this beautiful picture. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver.
Hmm, I like that.
Isn't that vivid?
It is, yeah.
It really emphasizes how words can be so precious.
They can, yeah.
Especially when they're spoken at the right time.
In the right way.
In the right way, exactly.
Yeah.
And then verse 15 adds another layer to that.
Okay.
It says, by long forbearance is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone.
Whoa.
It's like that saying, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Right, right.
So this proverb is suggesting that patience, gentle persuasion, could be way more effective than, you know, force or aggression.
Interesting.
It really challenges us to think about the impact of our words.
Yeah.
Whether we're offering encouragement
or
constructive criticism.
Yeah, I like that.
Speaking of constructive criticism, Proverbs 25.12 dives into the art of correction.
Okay.
This one suggests that, like, well-timed and understood correction is more valuable than constant praise.
Mm.
It might seem a little counterintuitive.
It does.
But it makes sense when you think about it.
It does, yeah.
Sometimes we need that honest feedback to grow.
We do.
I remember a time when a mentor gave me some tough criticism.
Uh-huh.
But they delivered it with empathy and understanding.
Yeah.
And it actually helped me improve my work.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's not about delivering a harsh message.
Right.
It's about making sure that feedback is received and understood in a constructive way.
Right. It takes empathy, the right timing, choosing the right words.
Exactly. Okay, let's dive into some proverbs about navigating relationships.
All right.
We have three to unpack. Proverbs 25.17, 19, and 28.
Okay.
These proverbs offer some great insights into, you know, human interaction.
I'm all ears.
Proverbs 25.17 cautions against overstaying your welcome.
Okay.
It says, "Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and so hate you."
Whoa, strong words.
It's a good reminder about boundaries.
Yeah.
Respecting other people's space.
Right.
Both physically and emotionally.
Totally.
We all need time to ourselves.
For sure.
It's important to be mindful of that in our relationships.
Yeah.
Then there's Proverbs 25.19, which talks about the importance of trustworthiness.
Okay.
It says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint."
Ouch.
Right. That's a painful image.
It is.
But it highlights how crucial reliability is in any relationship.
Yeah.
Rely on someone untrustworthy is setting yourself up for disappointment.
Absolutely.
And lastly, we have Proverbs 25.28, which warns there the dangers of lacking self-control.
Okay.
This one says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls."
Wow.
So a city without walls is completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. This proverb reminds us that if we don't learn to manage our emotions, we leave ourselves open to all sorts of problems and conflicts.
Right. Like we might end up saying or doing things we regret.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Damaging our relationships in the process.
For sure.
It's like self-control, knowing when to give space.
Yeah.
Choosing our words carefully. These are all key ingredients for healthy relationships.
Absolutely. It's like these proverbs are giving us, you know, a roadmap for those complex dynamics.
And speaking of complex, let's move on to Proverbs 25.19.
Okay.
This one talks about showing mercy to your enemies.
Okay.
And this one says that showing kindness to your enemy is like heaping burning coals on their head. So I know at first glance that sounds a bit harsh.
It does, right.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But, like, understanding the cultural context is key.
It is, yeah.
So fill me in.
Okay, so in ancient times, carrying a pot of burning coals on your head, that was actually a symbol of repentance and humility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this proverb is suggesting that, like, showing mercy to your enemy could actually lead to a change of heart.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That completely changes the interpretation.
It does.
So it's not about, like, revenge.
No, no.
It's about prompting a sense of guilt.
Exactly.
Or a desire to make amends.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a powerful message.
It is.
Okay, let's go to our last proverb for today.
Okay.
Proverb 25.24.
Got it.
This one compares a peaceful, modest home to a wealthy, contentious one.
Okay.
It says, "It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house."
Hmm.
So this proverb really makes you think about priorities.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, are we chasing external wealth and status?
Uh-huh.
Or are we prioritizing inner peace and contentment?
That's a good question.
Right. So easy to get caught up in that, you know, keeping up with the Joneses mentality.
Yes.
We're constantly bombarded with messages.
We are.
Telling us we need more, bigger, better.
Yes.
But yet this ancient proverb reminds us that true happiness often lies in simplicity and harmony.
It does.
Not in, you know, material possessions or social status.
Right.
It's a good reminder that maybe downsizing our expectations and focusing on what truly brings us joy. Could be the key to, like, a more fulfilling life.
I think that's a brilliant takeaway from this proverb.
Yeah.
So as we're kind of wrapping up our exploration of Proverbs 25, what are some of the key insights that stand out to you?
Well, for me, the importance of humility really resonated. These proverbs constantly remind us about the limitations of our knowledge and the importance of seeking wisdom from, you know, a higher source.
Yes. And I think they also emphasize, like, the power of our words.
They do.
You know, urging us to choose them carefully.
Right.
Whether we're resolving conflicts, offering feedback, or simply connecting with, like, loved ones.
It's a powerful reminder that our words can build up or tear down.
They can.
And it's up to us to use them wisely.
It is.
And lastly, I think Proverbs 25 offers this beautiful invitation to cultivate inner peace and contentment, right?
Yeah.
Rather than chasing after, like, fleeting external validation
right.
or material possessions.
Like these ancient proverbs are giving us timeless advice on how to live a more balanced and meaningful life.
And isn't it incredible how these words written thousands of years ago still hold so much relevance for us today?
It's amazing.
It's a testament to the enduring power of wisdom. Yeah, it really makes you wonder, right? Like, what would our lives look like if we actually applied these ancient principles to our modern challenges?
Yeah, that is the question, isn't it? I mean, it's one thing to admire the wisdom of these proverbs,
right.
but it's another thing entirely to actually integrate them into our life.
Totally. It's like we have this ancient treasure map, but we still need to figure out how to navigate the terrain and find that buried treasure.
I love that analogy.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Proverbs 25, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder.
Okay.
If King Hezekiah's men saw the value in preserving these proverbs centuries after Solomon, what does that say about the power of wisdom to transcend time?
It says a lot, doesn't it? I mean, it suggests that wisdom has this incredible ability to bridge the gap between generations.
Right.
You know, offering guidance and insight that remain relevant across cultures and throughout history.
And it makes you wonder, what wisdom are we carrying forward for future generations?
Right.
What lessons have we learned?
Yeah.
What values do we hold dear?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we share those insights to make the world a little bit wiser?
Those are powerful questions to reflect on.
They are.
I think we all have a responsibility to not only learn from the wisdom of the past,
right.
but also to contribute our own experiences and insights to this ongoing conversation about what it means to live a good and meaningful life.
Well said. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Proverbs 25.
This was great.
We hope this episode has sparked your curiosity.
Yeah.
And inspired you to keep exploring the timeless wisdom found within the pages of this ancient book.
I think it will.
And remember, true wisdom is not just about accumulating knowledge.
Right.
It's about applying it to our lives
mm-hmm.
in a way that cultivates greater understanding,
mm-hmm.
compassion,
well,
and purpose.
Anything.